USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has shared his perspective on the Israel-Hamas conflict in an interview with Univision. He indicated the situation will have to play out.
There's no hatred like the Palestinian hatred of Israel and Jewish people, and probably the other way around also. I don't know, you know, it's not as obvious, but probably that's it, too.
He argued that under his administration's tough stance on Iran, the war would not have erupted. President Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The meeting set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. He'll be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations. Major players in the tech industry are unveiling a new wave of workforce reductions. Amazon downsizing its music division, contributing to this year's global layoffs exceeding 27,000 employees. The most recent job cuts impacting workers in Latin America, North America, and Europe. Simultaneously, Google is set to reduce its staff in the consumer services department, and social media firm Snap is streamlining its workforce, parting ways with nearly 20 product managers. The U.S. has lost an American hero.
We have ignition sequence start. The engines are armed. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
NASA's oldest living astronaut has died. Frank Borman was an Air Force colonel who commanded two early NASA missions, including the Apollo 8 mission in 1968, which was the first crewed spacecraft to orbit the moon. In a statement yesterday, NASA said Borman died Tuesday in Montana following a stroke. Frank Borman was 95 years old. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Jim Harbaugh, Michigan's head coach, has been suspended from coaching games for the remainder of the regular season. That's according to an announcement from the Big Ten Friday. The suspension comes as the NCAA conducts an investigation into allegations regarding Michigan's potential involvement in a sign-stealing program during the previous season. Number 3 Michigan takes on number 10 Penn State on Saturday. The impeachment inquiry against President Biden made some moves this week. We get the latest from Lance Pry.
Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 4 subpoenas and 4 interview requests yesterday. The move comes one day after the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, and several Biden family members. Comer on Fox News last night says bank records show roughly $30 million from foreign nationals went to the Biden's offshore accounts without any form of earning the money.
Not a thing. Absolutely nothing. All we know is that the Bidens received millions and millions of dollars from foreign nationals and from oligarchs. We know a lot about why he got $3.5 million from Russia. We haven't talked about that yet. And we're learning every day more about the millions of dollars they took in from China.
And Friday marked the 248th anniversary of the establishment of a U.S. military branch. The United States Marine Corps was founded in a Philadelphia tavern during the Revolutionary War on November 10th in 1775. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.